Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, as always, joined with my good friend, Cody Frankel. I am burnt as shit. I'm really uncomfortable. I'm not very happy right now. I just got back from Miami earlier this morning after a fun weekend, but I'm surprised, Cody, you didn't trip me off the bat. I thought you'd hop on here and just give me shit, but you haven't really said anything. So I'm going to give you your chance right now. What's going on? How was your weekend? And what's your overall vibe?
You look like a strawberry.
I can't. It hurts to smile. Like, my lips hurt. I actually need Aquaphor right now. Everything hurts right now.
You need me to Venmo you some money to buy sunscreen? Nah, vibe's good, man. Had a nice weekend. Went out with the boys last night. We had some Chinese tuxedo. I've actually never been there. It was pretty good. Chinese tuxedo? Oh, dude.
Never heard of that.
You're not that cool, but maybe one day you'll get there.
Tell me what it is.
It's like a really like cool, chic, like Chinese restaurant that's like impossible to get into in like Soho area. Yeah, it's sick. And then, you know, went out after, had a couple brewskis. Very good time. I don't even know what did I even do Friday. I don't even know, but you know, I obviously watched the Rangers. That wasn't fun. But yeah, no, vibe's good, man. You look like you got burnt as shit. I saw you were doing some weird stuff this weekend. You know, you forgot to use your sunscreen.
No, I went to a Big Wild concert, and I thought you would know them because I feel like that's the kind of music you like. I never really heard of them. I don't know
what kind of music.
You know the song Sixes to Nines?
No.
You turn my sixes to nines. I can't. I lost my voice, but like I can't do the. Yeah, you know that song. Boom. Yeah, so it was a lot of music like that.
I just made
that
up. I have no fucking idea what it is.
Well, that was like on tune, honestly. That was pretty good. It was a cool outdoor venue, and like honestly, my roommate and you know, one of my best friends, Holden, made a really good point. And there's honestly like no better adrenaline rush than when you're at a concert and it's like one of your favorite songs, and you're just like in that moment, like jumping up and down, like.
Are you like, saying that's one of your favorite songs?
No, but I'm going to the Bruce Springsteen concert on Sunday at UBS Arena, and I just know as soon as he plays like Badlands or you know, Atlantic City or one of those songs, like I'll be in that majestic kind of feeling.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. You're seeing him in your favorite stadium. yeah, no, that's dope.
I'm actually going to UBS back-to-back weekends.
Makes sense.
Well, for the NYPD FDMY game.
Nice.
Which we can hint that we're talking to a player on each team next week's episode.
Yeah, it's great episode. Really good time. Yeah, no, I've never actually heard of them, funny enough, but interesting. Like why that concert? Any particular reason, or you guys just wanted to see a concert in Miami? And was it at a club?
Like what? No, it was at Oasis, like an outdoor venue. It was in Wynwood. I've never been there, but it was really cool.
Wynwood's sick. Wynwood's sick. What'd you do the other night?
So we went to dinner Friday night, then went out to this club called Socialista, and dude, like, it was fun. But
where'd you watch dinner?
Blue Ribbon Sushi. It was really good.
Okay.
So I went to Miami for my best friend's birthday. His parents have a place there, and he invited like six of us to come out, hang out, go to the beach, go on a boat.
One of your 18 best friends?
Yeah, just nice. typical Miami stuff. And then like his girlfriend ordered the wigs. Like we always love wearing wigs, and we just decided to wear them to the concert. And definitely got a lot of looks, but it was fun. Like, you know, never a bad time when you throw on a wig. I did get a lot of shit for it on Twitter though, and people were being mean in my comments, and you defended me, so thank you for doing that.
A bunch of fucking tool bags.
Ignore that though.
Yeah, no, it's all right. But no, that's awesome, man. Let's get into, we got, you know, a jam-packed episode. Rangers had a pretty inconsistent week. All in all, they played pretty good hockey. They just lost two games to the Devils. And
I don't know. You think they played good against the Devils? I wouldn't say they played good against the Devils.
I think they played like – do I think they got outplayed, and do I think they had a horrible first period where they went down 2-0? Absolutely. But I think like once Kreider scored – well, I guess – did he score? He scored in the third?
He scored in the second, I believe.
Second, with like 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Once he scored, I think they kind of like had a pep in their step, and they just couldn't get it done. I mean, Tarasenko almost scored in the last like 10 seconds of the game. That was crazy.
Oh, that was so close.
He missed by a fucking inch. But the Devils are a good team, man, and a really good team. And if we want to beat them, because more likely than not, Carolina is going to continue their trend, and we're going to end up playing the Devils, and you know, it's going to be a battle. It's not going to be like a 4-0, even five games. Like it's going to be a battle. You know, and if we want to come out on top, we need to figure our shit out. Because quite frankly, they have owned us this year. I think mm-hmm. we're, what are we, 1-4 against them?
I mean, one and three, but there's we've won one game in overtime, we've lost a game in overtime, and then we lost 2 in regulation.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it's not the best story going into a series against them, but I still am very confident where our team is. It's a joke how much more talented our team is than theirs. So I just think we need to get it together. You know, we need production from our big boys, and that's, you know, Tarasenko, Kane, the guys we acquired. Like, they've been a little quiet lately in the past few games, but, you know, fast forwarding to obviously today's game against the Capitals, you know, we're recording this on Sunday. Kane played incredible. Like, he played incredible. I can't even fucking speak.
Yeah, what was that? But also, are you hearing this fucking ice cream truck outside my apartment or no?
No, I don't hear a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, super loud. You just hear that. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, it's so loud. I just want to make sure you couldn't hear it.
No, I can't hear it. But, no, Kane played really, really well today. That pass was sick. The power play pass to Mika was sick. He dominated that power play. You know I skipped over that Sabres game. The reason I did that is because I actually didn't watch that game. Mm-hmm. But I thought they played really, really good today against the Caps. And, you know, I know the Caps isn't the team they used to be, but they're still a decent team. And we dominated them from start to finish today. The kid line was buzzing. They looked unbelievable. This might have been the best game I've seen them play all year. They were on top of their game, like in every aspect. Keandre had an amazing game. Lafreniere's move was sick, dude. Mm-hmm. That move was disgusting. And that is the type of talent that everybody's looking for Lafreniere, you know, to show, which is why we need to sign him before he gets offer sheeted.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over Hedo signing too. We haven't talked in a while, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a minute. So yeah, I thought they looked really good, and obviously Hedo just got extended for 4 years at 4-3, which is a beautiful contract because a lot of people thought that he was going to be somewhere closer to 5. Mm-hmm. So that gives us an extra, you know, 0.6, 0.7 to lock up Keandre, lock up Lafreniere. That's pretty big for us.
I thought that came as a big surprise, though. I kind of expected Hedo to be the last one that was going to sign because I think out of the three of them,
he was the one
that deserved the most money, I think, right now with how he's played. So I thought out of the three of them, like, he would be the one that negotiates a little bit more. But I think it's great that the Rangers, you know, solidified their
just want to get signed, man.
Well, also, I mean, it's pretty good to solidify your top three center position for the next couple of years, right? Like, now Mika, Trocheck, and Hedo are locked in. So
that's awesome.
That's huge to have those guys down the middle. But I have a feeling like, you know, Keandre is going to demand a lot.
Dude, he's going to ask for 5, and he's, I mean, it's like pretty, here's the thing, man. Keandre, when he plays well, dude, he's worth well beyond $5 million. Mm-hmm. But when he has bad games, and he does have bad games, like, you know, every couple games, whatever, like, it's really bad. So finding that consistency is super important. Obviously, he's a kid. He's having a great year this season. I mean, he has over 40 points, which is insane. I mean, it's, you know, it's his third year in the league. If he asked for 5, like, you can't be mad at it. It's warranted. Like, if I had to make a prediction right now on what he's going to get, I'm going to say they're going to lock him in at 4 years as well and 4.8 per. That's my guess.
I think that's kind of their only option, right? Like, they're going to try to re-sign Tarasenko and Kane, I imagine, too. It's going to be really complicated. Dude, not Kane. Not,
with what money? And well, I think he's going to want to stay. Who wouldn't want to stay with this squad on your team? But, you know, there's only so much to go around. And if you're asking me if, you know, Keandre and Lof are a bigger priority than Kane and Tarasenko, like, for the future, they are, for sure. Mm-hmm. So I think those are your first two dominoes you need to fall now. And you need to get those guys in sooner than later, because if they offer Keandre $5 million, right? Let's say he's the next to go and they lock him up for, I don't know, five. Let's just say, let's call it even $5 million, 4 years, right? That's 20 mil.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I don't know, 3.7 left to sign Lafreniere, like, with whatever else they want to do, like, whatever their budget is. Dude, what's to stop a team from just saying, hey, we know your potential kid, like, we'll give you 4. Rangers can't match it, or they can match it and then they're fucked. So it's like, you know, they're, I don't think they're going to get off without some sweat going, but we'll see.
I want to talk more about the games too this past week. I think everyone notices the starts right now and just coming out of the gate a little bit flat. Like, they came out of the gate against the Devils and they looked horrible. They were on their heels the entire first period, like you mentioned. Yeah. You know, they go down 2-0. tough to come back from against a really good Devils team. But if you watch the Devils play, like just the pace of their game is so hard to match. And that's not necessarily a regular season versus playoff kind of thing, right? Like it's not like the Devils are going to slow down in the playoffs. So I think matching that speed is something that the Rangers might really struggle with, where, you know, Carolina, they're a pretty fast team too, but I don't think they're as skilled as the Devils are up front. So, you know, that's why I think, you know, I said it a month ago that I'm scared of the Devils and I want the Rangers to play Carolina in the first round. And I don't think the Rangers right now can get first place. They're four points back of Carolina with five games left. I mean, it's possible, but it's not necessarily, you know, so likely to happen. So, like I said, I'm at the point where I'm rooting for the Devils to win the Metro. I want Carolina in the first round. The Rangers probably won't get for, home ice. But, man, I want no part of that Devils team in the first round. None of it. And yeah. And there's people, I think, who still, like, disagree. But when you watch the games, like, it's just the speed is just – you know, it's pretty evident that the Rangers not only can't keep up, which they should be able to keep up, and maybe it was just a bad game, but the way the Devils play offensively is just a very difficult team to defend. They're so small and shifty and skilled that you have to play physical against them. I mean, we saw Panarin throw a couple hits. We saw Tarasenko throw a couple hits, but, you know, it wasn't throughout the entire game. It was when they were down 2-0, just trying to get their intensity up a little bit. You have to throw the body on the guys like Jack Hughes, Jesper Bratt, Nico Hischier, and you got to intimidate them a little bit, because whenever skill guys feel like they're getting hit, you know, they are a little bit hesitant to make a play, or they pick their head up quicker whenever they have the puck. It's just, you know, little things like that you have to do to beat those teams that are small and skilled like the Devils. And it was similar to Buffalo on Friday night. I thought, like, you know, I don't think Buffalo played as good as New Jersey did, but, you know, the Rangers clearly just didn't have that extra step for whatever reason. You know, it's obviously a back-to-back, so maybe that's the reason why, but for some reason they found it today against Washington. And, you know, to your point, Cody, they started the kid line, which maybe gave them some jump off the opening faceoff. But I think, you know, we've talked about it on the show all the time. Like, when the kid line's going, you know, this team just seems to have that extra pump in their step that they need.
No, you're right there. And, you know, the kid line's been unbelievable these past few games. And it's really nice to see, because obviously they had a stretch where they weren't playing well at all. So, you know, that's good to see for sure. And then to transition a little bit, I wanted to get into, you know, you mentioned the Devils, you mentioned Carolina. At this point, it's pretty safe to say we're playing one of those two teams, you know, and a couple X factors I think that each of those teams have is, you know, outside of Jack Hughes, right? The Devils, like you said, they have some sneaky, sneaky depth, and that's scary. Like, they're a very, very fast team. And, you know, Hischier has been great. I think they have like four guys over 65 points or something crazy like that. I mean, you know, Bratt, I think Dougie I just saw had his 20th goal, right? So
Jack Hughes has 89. He's got 40 goals, 49 assists. Nico Hischier has 72 points. He has 30 goals. Dougie Hamilton has 20 goals, 71 points.
Wow.
And Jesper Bratt has 67 points, 31 goals.
Dude, yeah. I mean, they have depth, man. And then they got guys like fucking Mercer, you know, Severson and a bunch of other guys too. So they have depth. So they definitely scare me more than Carolina does. Not to say the Hurricanes don't have good players. Obviously, they have Aho, who, you know, he's their best player, but you know, they have a bunch of other guys too. I think Aho's actually not their top.
He's not. It's Martin Natchez right now. Natchez has been money this year. But they lost Svechnikov for the season, so that's a big loss for them. Pacioretty obviously is still hurt. I don't know when he's going to be back. Yeah. But, you know, their point production is nowhere near the Devils. Yeah. Natchez leads their team in points, but he has 68 points this year. Aho has 64. Then Brent Burns has 56. And then there's a huge drop-off. It's Svechnikov, but he doesn't matter because he's hurt. Uh-huh. After him, it's Jesperi Kotkaniemi with 36 points. Like, this team does not have the offensive ability of the Devils.
I mean, the difference there is the Hurricanes' goaltending's better. Like, that's the difference, you know, and that's everything in the playoffs. But I kind of agree with you. Here's the thing. I would feel better playing the Hurricanes, but I still wouldn't feel great. I would rather play a lot of other teams than the Hurricanes or Devils, to be quite honest. And it's, you know, it's kind of crazy that whoever, you know, we get matched up with, we're playing one of the three, you know, point producing teams in the league in terms of standings and stuff. So it's going to be an interesting ride to the rest of the season. And, you know, we got five games left here. So obviously we got to finish out strong and just need some of our guys to produce a little more.
Yeah. And these five games won't be necessarily easy. I mean, we play the Lightning, the Blues, the Jackets, the Sabres, the Leafs. I know those games against the Blues and Jackets are ones you look on the schedule and it's like, okay, those are, you know, pretty much should be wins because those teams aren't really playing for much right now. The Lightning clinched the playoffs. They're playing Toronto. They know exactly what their matchup is. Buffalo is still not out of it. That Buffalo game is going to be huge because the Sabres right now are 4 points back of Florida with two games in hand. They can still make the playoffs. So that's a huge game for Buffalo. And we saw Devon Levi, you know, have a pretty good performance in his NHL debut. And I actually, you know, I tweeted it. I thought it was awesome that Jeff Skinner scored that goal and went right to him in overtime to celebrate with him in his first game. But Buffalo, man, like, you know, that game is going to be tough. Toronto, that game is going to be tough because they want to ramp up for their first round against Tampa. These five games aren't easy. And, you know, I think it is tough as a player sometimes when you know you clinched and you know somewhat where you fit in the standings where you're going to play the first round. It's hard to just get up for those games, like knowing the lights at the end of the tunnel. But I think the Rangers just have to do whatever they can to get their game to where it is and where it needs to be for them to go forward in playoffs and be at the best of their ability.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree with all that. And it's going to be a whirlwind finish to the season. But I think that's like really all I got. Do you want to dive into some fan questions?
Yeah. But before that, I think we should talk about one of our sponsors.
Yes. Allbirds. Allbirds has pretty much everything you need in terms of clothes, shoes, socks. I guess socks are kind of part of your clothes. Their stuff is incredibly comfortable, top notch gear, whether it's for working out, going on walks, just casually chilling on the couch, watching some TV. Pretty much have everything you need. Their wool runners are amazing. Those are like their pretty much their bread and butter shoes. And they're just so comfortable. They're literally like walking on clouds. You know, I use them everywhere. And the great part with their wool runners is they're completely odorless. So they don't stink. They won't stink up, especially if you got smelly feet. So you don't need to wear socks. So that's, you know, that's pretty great. And if you order a pair of the wool runners or spend over $99, you can get a pair of free socks with our code. That's BlueCrew-Socks, all caps. So BlueCrew-Socks, all caps, with a pair of any pair of their shoes or, you know, spending over $99, you'll get a free pair of socks. And, you know, that could be mid-calves, workout socks, a pair of their like wool socks that are great for the winter. So, you know, definitely check them out. That's Allbirds, Allbirds.com. Back to the show.
All right, let's go into some fan questions. We have a pretty interesting one from a new question asker, and that's Leah D. Wolf. How did y'all become Ranger fans? Cody, you want to start?
I'll let you kick that one off.
So, well, Leah wants to chime in, it sounds like, but
yeah, seriously, I
became a Ranger fan when I was like six. I think I was an Islander fan up until that point. My dad rooted for the Islanders throughout his entire childhood. He was in high school for all 4 years that the Islanders won the Stanley Cup. So the Islanders were kind of near and dear to his heart, and he grew up in Long Island. So, you know, I was kind of not necessarily raised to be an Islander fan because my dad's favorite sport wasn't hockey, but my older cousin, Jason, who's been on the show before, Jason Biznoff, shout out to him. He was a huge Rangers fan and he got me into the Rangers. And we actually went to my first game together. It was me, my dad, Jason, and my aunt Amy. She took us to see the Rangers versus the Washington Capitals when Jaromir Jagr was in the Capitals. And I actually remember that game. It ended in a 2-2 tie. Eric Lindros was on the Rangers. He scored a goal for them that day. Went to the ESPN zone before the game. Like, great day, old school New York City. I think it was like back in 2002. And I just watched the Rangers play. Like, I loved Mark Messier. He was my hero growing up. And I kind of just fell in love with Madison Square Garden, fell in love with the Rangers. You know, I wasn't like born into being a Ranger fan. My cousin just, you know, kind of convinced me at a young age. And, ever since I was 6 or 7 years old, I was, you know, diehard Ranger fan. What about you?
Nice. It was a cold winter night in the year 1999 in Mystery, Alaska. Russell Crowe took the ice as Johnny.
Is that how you became a fan from that movie?
No. I'm just listening to you. No, I became a fan, you know, pretty much followed suit with my dad. He started taking me to games when I was very little. I think I was maybe 5 when I went to my first game. And, you know, I saw obviously Leach and all the boys. I got to see the tail. I got to see Graves and, you know, some of those legends. And just immediately fell in love with the sport. You know, I started picking up skates and, you know, my stick and everything when I was around 7. So started pretty young as well. And yeah, I mean, just fell in love with the game from the jump. And funny enough, you know, for me, I, as you all know, I'm a huge Yankees fan, but You know, I always used to be way more of a Yankee fan than a Rangers fan. And the last like 10 years or so, it's just really evened out. And I just love the Rangers. And do you hear that ambulance? It's a great time.
Yeah, I do. It's okay. A lot of noise today in New York City for both of us here. But no, that's cool. I still think you're a bigger Yankees fan than you are a Rangers fan.
You know, it's really close. Like it's honestly really hard for me to choose. I would say it's like a 10 to a 9.9, and given on how each team is doing, that's who the 10 is. So it's like,
well, okay, let's say this though. Let's say obviously it's an impossible question to answer because it's different times, but let's say the Rangers and Yankees are on game 7 at the same time. Which game are you watching? Even if it's the first round.
Game 7 of the World Series or World Cup or Stanley Cup? First round.
Or which one would you rather be at?
Would I rather be at?
Yeah. Those could be two different answers, though.
That's tough because that's so tough. Like Yankee Stadium's normal season, I'd rather be at a hockey game.
Like I've never been to a playoff baseball game, so I have no idea.
See, it's so tough because I've never been to a game 7 at Yankee Stadium, so I've only been to game 6s, but I was at the Panarin winner, and that was just like one of the best days of my life. That was amazing. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. So all right, this is what I'll say. Round 1, probably the Yankees, but if it was Stanley Cup and World Series, Rangers. So
why is it different though?
Because the Rangers haven't been in the Stanley Cup in my lifetime. Grew up watching the Yankees win championships as a kid and went to a couple World Series games. And also my love, like over the last 10 years for hockey has significantly increased. You know, I would say like right around the time I started college, I would say I was always a Rangers fan, but I would say around the time I started college, like, you know, with all my friends and whatever, I just started loving hockey like way more and got so into it. And yeah, I mean, it's so tough. Like what I tell Jackie is whoever wins the next championship for me first, that'll be my number one team. Yeah. So, and the other one will be the 9.9. So, but they're both so close. They're like realms ahead of everybody else. And like, you know, if I ever had to only pick two sports, like those are the two I'm going with.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Good answer. All right, let's go on to the next one from Brian Hall, 73. Do you think the Rangers haven't been trying since clinching the playoffs? It's not a lack of trying. It could be a lack of focus.
A little lazy focus.
Yeah, and just like foot off the gas a little bit knowing that you're in the playoffs. But I wouldn't say it's a lack of trying. You know, I think there's still a lot to play for. And, you know, obviously that Devils game was huge because they were still playing for home ice. They still are playing for home ice. They're only 4 points back behind the Devils. The Devils can easily lose 2 games in a row and the Rangers are right back in it if they can win some games. So I don't think they're not trying. You know, I think there definitely is a little less hunger and a little less urgency now that they have clinched. Anthony Governale, 19. Do you think we can get hot in time for the playoffs? Tough schedule coming up. We just talked about the schedule coming up. Do you want to talk about that? Or want me to take it?
Yeah, we can talk about that. So I think like I've been saying this for weeks now that we need to get hot going into the playoffs. I think we were really hot the past 12 games minus the Devils and Buffalo game. And even the Buffalo game, like we played pretty well. We just didn't win. I think they're doing the right things. That today was a great step, kicking the shit out of Washington. That was a huge step. I think these last 5 games, as Johnny said, are by no means easy outside of maybe that Blue Jackets game. I think they have one more against the Jackets. You know, if they can get hot and win like 4 out of 5 or even 3 out of 5 and go to OT in 1 or 2 of those, like I feel pretty good going into that first series.
Getting hot right now is important, but also making sure everyone's healthy is just as important. Like, you know, I don't know if we're going to see Lindgren come back in these next 5 games. I imagine like Fox will get a game off. I imagine, you know, Panarin will get a game off. Kane will get a game off, or, you know, these guys, you know, the last 2 or 3 games, they will have some sort of rest. That's just kind of how it goes. You want your guys to be refreshed and ready to go once the playoffs do happen. So getting hot, I don't know if that's really going to happen, but I guess playing consistently is more important. You know, if they don't have like a, you know, if they lose like 4-1 or 3-0 in Columbus or something like that, would suck. But, you know, I don't think a loss to Columbus is the worst thing in the world. I just think like they have to show up at least, you know. Yeah. It's all about showing up and competing. I think that's the important thing in these 5 games is seeing that compete level from the Rangers. And getting hot will happen. But the compete level has to be the consistency right there. Next one from Eric Weinberger. Should we be concerned?
No, not at all. Yeah. I don't think so at all. I think, the prime and major thing we want to look out for over these next five games is look out for our big guys to start getting hot. The one area where I am a little concerned on, and I said this to Johnny before the show as well, is like our power play. Mm-hmm. We're way too heavily reliant on Mika. Like Kreider's just been a non-factor this year. Obviously Mika's one-timer is insane. And it's really nice having Kane on there to, make some razzle dazzle plays and stuff. But like, and I know he did shoot today and he hit the crossbar and it was a really nice shot. Yeah, it was a really nice shot, but we got to have more guys score and like shoot more and like get after it. Because if we're relying on Mika in the power play and they shut him down, we're kind of fucked.
I wouldn't say Kreider has been such a non-factor though on the power play.
I mean, dude, he definitely
not like last year.
Here's the thing, yeah. Man. He hasn't been automatic, and he's even before last year, he's always been pretty automatic on the power play. And this is the first year in 2, 3, 4 years where he's been okay. I mean, I wouldn't say he's been great. I would say he's been fine. But we need better than that when we only have one shooter. Like he's supposed to be the other shooter on the power play, so we need him to score.
Yeah, and I do think they will figure it out. Like I've said, the last couple episodes, like this power play unit has too much skill for them to not figure it out. I mean, you look at these power play units right now, and the one we saw today that scored a goal, Patrick Kane, Chris Kreider, Artemi Panarin, Mika Zibanejad, Adam Fox, like, those are five pretty fucking good players. And our second unit isn't too bad either. We saw Keandre get some power play time today. But I think you can also, intermingle and shift around some guys. Like, I still want to see Tarasenko on that first unit. Yeah. I think Tarasenko is our, outside of Mika, our biggest shooting threat. Like, he's a sniper, just like Mika is. So, I think if you have both of them on the same unit, it just makes that unit that much scarier. And you have to respect Mika's one-timer, but you also have to respect Tarasenko's shot from the slot. So, I don't mind taking Kreider off of that first unit and throwing in Tarasenko. Kreider obviously has been a staple on that first unit for the last, like 7+ years, but this team right now has too much skill to not figure it out in the power play. And I'll keep preaching that because I truly believe at some point it's going to be clear. I mean, they still have good puck possession. They still get chances. They're not finishing consistently, but the opportunities are there. And I know they've let up a couple shorthanded opportunities as well. Just out of a little bit of laziness or extra passing. But like I said, this team has too much skill for them to not figure it out in the power play. Let's go into the next one. Another concern question. Sorkin Matthew, how concerned are you with the power play? So we just answered that one basically. Yeah. So we're just going to skip over this one. Sorry, Matthew. But we just answered that one. Let's go into the next one from James Chrysler. Which New Jersey Devil does Trubas – Does Trubas smoke early in game one to set the tone for the series?
I think he's going to smole a couple of people. I think he's definitely going to need to start and set the tone early. I think it's really important going into a series like that. Tempers are going to flare. I could see him going after a guy like Dawson Mercer.
Mm-hmm. Any reason?
I think Dawson Mercer he's a young kid. He's super, super talented. He's having a breakout year and he's usually not like afraid to like shy away from trying to bully people a little bit. And I could just see him and Truba kind of stars aligning there a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like Miles Wood. Miles Wood's kind of their guy that's not afraid to rough it up either. He's a guy who runs around and takes shots too. So I think he's got to set the tone for Miles Wood. Another guy too that likes to get physical from time to time, I'd say, for the Devils. Could be Nico Hischier, their captain. Like, we've seen him rough it up a little bit this season. So I think the captain-on-captain rivalry could be a thing this year.
Also, we're so dumb, I just realized. Literally were talking about the Devils and forgot they have fucking Timo Meier. Just scored against us, dude.
Yeah, power play goal. It was a nice pass.
He's having a pretty sick year. He has 37 goals.
Yeah, but he hasn't been like that sick for the Devils. He's been good, but not like...
I mean, he has 6 goals in 15 games. He has 9 points. He's pretty much
Kane's been better for the Rangers.
No, he's not.
Yeah, points-wise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think so, dude. I think he was like the same thing, bro.
No, I'll tell you Kane's stats right now.
I'll tell you his stats, bro. He's 21 goals, 34 assists, and he's 5 goals, 4 assists.
So it's 1 point.
Yeah, because he had one too. So, yeah, so 16 and 10 and,
All right, so basically the same thing. Yeah. So I don't think Truba, back to the original question, I don't think Truba is going to target like one specific guy, but he's definitely going to set the tone for the series. Like, no matter – it's just the first person that comes across the middle with their head down.
He's going to make heads roll for sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's go on to the next one from Rami Lavi. Why are we shuffling lines this close to the playoffs? Should they try to get consistency? Obviously, they should try to get consistency, but shuffling lines is just a part of figuring that out. And, you know, within the playoffs, there's going to be games where they can't find a way to score, and you're going to have to shuffle lines in those games too just to get the offense going. But I really do think that this line right now, this second line they have going of Trocheck, Panarin, and Tarasenko, they've looked really good in the last, you know, four periods. Tarasenko obviously scored that beautiful goal today. Trocheck, another great assist to Keandre Miller, going that making that between the legs move. You know, I do like that combination on that second line, and I think it's better to have Kane and Panarin separated. I think that was a thing that was focused on a little bit too much when we got Patrick Kane, was that, you know, Panarin and Kane had this unbreakable chemistry from Chicago, but it hasn't formed in New York. So I think it's good to have the balance throughout the lineup. And I think the top six right now has looked great, and obviously that third line is pretty much intact.
Yeah, I still really want to see Panarin, Mika, Kane at some point. Maybe we will if stuff gets crazy in the playoffs and we're down or something, and they need to switch it. But I think GG knows what he's doing. I hope. Time will tell. Tell.
And then the last question this week, I don't even know if I want to say this. Chris is neck deep. How confident are we about getting back to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Neck deep in cookies? I don't know. Here's the thing. If we get past the first round, if we can beat the Devils or we can beat the Hurricanes, I feel pretty good. I think they'll find their groove and really get rolling. It's all about getting out of the first round. I personally think if they get out of the first round, they're winning the cup. That's truly what I think. You know, they'll have a battle, whatever it is, and roll and won't look back. So to me, getting out of that first round is the biggest test.
I think I was weirdly like more confident last year than I am this year. Which
oh my
is
God, I can't keep
crazy. No, but it's not because of the team. Like the Rangers are obviously a better team this year than they were last year, but I think the Eastern Conference as a whole is just so much scarier than it was last year.
They traded for everybody, bro.
I know. That's why you know, I remember this time last year, you and I, Cody, were not scared of the Penguins in round one at all.
I'm still not scared of the Penguins.
No, but here we are, like, you know, we're a little worried about the Devils. You know, like the Penguins, we weren't even like considering a chance the Rangers were going to lose that series, even when they were down 3-1, you know?
So well, I you think, want it? Yeah.
What?
No, go ahead and then I'll say something.
No, so I think just the opponents this year are a little bit scarier than they were last year. Like, we weren't scared of Carolina either in round two. You know, after winning that first round series, I know we were scared of Carolina going into the playoffs, but after winning the Penguins series, it was like, all right, we can take this team down. No problem. But I think this year, for whatever reason, it's just like this Eastern Conference is definitely scarier than it was last year. But this team also, you know, they're much better than they were last year, like I said. So I am confident they can get there, but like I had a weird blind confidence last year, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where that is this year. I'm not sure.
Well, the last thing I want to say before we go into this week's draft, you know who's slowly creeping up? Like, so Florida's in that last spot now.
Yeah.
You know who's sleeping and just woke up and could possibly steal that spot? Dude, the Sabres, bro.
Yeah, we talked about that before.
No, but they're like actually in the realm now. They're two games back, two games in hand, and tomorrow night they play the Panthers. They literally, if they win that game, they're a game back with a game in hand. It's going to be exciting.
You know, I thought since December they were going to find a way to make it, but I still don't think Buffalo's been consistent enough to play well enough to get into the playoffs. I think it's Florida and the Islanders. The Islanders looked really good too lately. But that's it for fan questions. Do you want to go into the draft?
Yeah, let's do it. I think somebody's getting murdered outside or something. Yeah, let's go into the draft. This week we got a pretty fun one. It is a 5-round draft. If you could go to dinner with any 5 people of all time, so one person per round, who would they be? And I will even be so nice since you're so sunburnt and let you go first.
Well, I think everyone knows my first answer, and it shouldn't be a surprise. No, it's Little Dicky. That's first answer.
Wild.
No, he's my hero. I've said it on here multiple times. Little Dicky's like my idol. And season 3 of Dave actually comes out on Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Dave. All right, cool. That's not that crazy. Mine, do you know who mine would be? Number one.
No.
Chance the Rapper, baby.
That's really?
Dude, Chance the Rapper's my fucking guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's my
I knew you liked him. I didn't know you liked him like so much as a person. I knew you like his music.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's the fucking man. I love his music. I love everything about him. He's just the man. Yeah, he'd for sure, like, if I can get... Oh, this is also dead or alive, by the way. But yeah,
no, my answers are gonna suck. No, I'm not gonna be like serious.
Anybody, dude, it's chance. Mm. All right, you're up.
I mean, I think for number two, gotta go Adam Sandler.
That's a pretty good one, dude. I didn't even think of the Sandman. That's pretty good one. Funny enough, last night we watched Murder Mystery 2, or sorry, Friday night. It was okay.
I never even saw the first one. I don't watch his Netflix movie. His Netflix movies suck. I mean, I watched Hustle.
It was actually, dude, Hustle was sick, man.
Yeah.
Hustle was sick. All right, cool. I think number two, honestly, this is tough for me, but I think I'm going to go Aaron Judge. I think I would love, I think he's just probably a cool ass dude, and I would love to just grab dinner with him. So yeah, be a cool time.
What's your mindset for this? Like, I don't know if I want to hear, like, I don't know if I want to go like serious vibe or like fun dinner vibe. Like,
go any type of vibe. Like, go like your idols, like people you love, like a dinner that would be fun as hell that would just have some crazy stories. Like,
I feel like we're going to be judged by listeners, though, if we don't say like a fucking president or, you know, someone who changed the world.
I'm for sure not saying a president. Yeah. I mean, listen, would it be fucking cool to, like, I don't know, grab dinner with Ronald Reagan or some shit? Yeah. Sure. but, you know, I'm saying people who, like, you know, mean something to me. So,
yeah, no, I agree with that. So, to that point,
Chance, acid rapper.
I don't know who I want to say. Like, I don't want to keep it to just like entertainment or, oh, I got to say Wayne Gretzky. Like, who the fuck am I kidding? Wayne Gretzky.
Okay. I'm going, you suck. No, I'm going with the king because he's the fucking man.
Mm-hmm.
Big old Hank. I just think he'd have some awesome stories to share. And, you know, I'd love to pick his brain a little bit at dinner. Yes, so I'm going Hank.
Five is hard. I'm trying to think like outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can say Bruce Springsteen, I guess. Bruce Springsteen would be good.
Yeah, why can't you say Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, again, I'll say Bruce Springsteen.
Probably some fucking crazy stories, bro.
Yeah, I'll go Bruce. He's actually, I don't really read a lot of books, but Bruce's Born to Run book is probably one of the three or four books I've read in the last 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't read books ever.
So I like want to say Leo DiCaprio because he's my favorite actor of all time and I fucking love him. But I might bang my head against a wall if, like, he's just talking about climate change the whole dinner. So, just, granted, you know, climate change. Let's get this shit done. But, yeah, I can't stand people who just leave shit all over the city. It actually drives me nuts, like you. But anyways, do I want to say Leo? Nah, I feel like, you know, I'll come back to my actor one. I think I'm going to go with Bill Burr because I would just be fucking laughing the entire dinner, like, you know, like a nice Italian dinner with Bill Burr and just have him fucking make me spit up my noodles as I'm fucking eating them.
That's kind of the vibe I was going to go toward, too. I was going to say Seth MacFarlane is my last
one.
I'm
surprised you didn't say Sebastian Maniscalco, bro. That's your guy. Man,
I love his stand-up comedy, but, like, sitting at dinner with him I don't think would be, like, such a, you know, it'd be cool. He's a good storyteller, but I think, like, Seth MacFarlane, you know, the amount of shit he's created is awesome. Like, I'd love to talk to him.
Would you want him to dress up as Stewie, Peter, or Ted?
Ted, for sure.
Nice.
I want him to make like 30 Ted movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think those are the funniest movies ever.
I'm kind of pissed you said Adam Sandler because that's a really good one. Mm-hmm. Like I could go Jerry Seinfeld because it'd just be so funny, but I don't want to do another.
I know we're kind of keeping it in the same realm.
You know who I'm gonna say? This was my guy, even though I've never met him or seen him or in concert because he's dead, but he's my guy. Dude, I would love to have a fucking dinner with Biggie Smalls. I actually love all music, to be honest, except for like maybe like heavy death metal. But yeah, I lean a little bit more towards like rap and house, or like chill music like John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, John Mayer would be a good one
wide,
too.
Wide range.
Yeah. I don't think we did a good job here though. I don't know.
You want to do something else?
No. I think it's fair that it's like our own choice of dinner. I just feel like if
okay, you know. I mean, who do you think would be the coolest people like in general to have dinner with? Like,
I mean, the coolest people in general.
Yeah, like the like fucking Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street. That'd be no, a like, cool one. Here's some wild stories from
Jordan
that guy.
Belfort. I wouldn't want to have dinner with Jordan Belfort. Fuck that guy.
Oh, okay.
Who's like the coolest guy ever? Like, I feel like there's. Like Bieber, dude. I'd love to have dinner with Bieber. He's so cool.
Yeah.
You think so?
No, I love Biebs.
He's the man.
He needs to put out a new album right now, dude.
But I'm trying to think of like actual people that changed the world. Like who would be cool to talk to like in history, you know?
like Martin Luther King would be fucking crazy, or like Muhammad That'd Ali cool. or something like that.
Yeah, Martin Luther King would be cool.
Yeah, we'll do a better one next week. We kind of just threw this one together. But this week's slate, we have a couple games. The season is coming to an end. And we got the Lightning on Wednesday. We have the Blues on Thursday. And we have the Blue Jackets on Saturday. So Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. game against the Lightning. What are you going with, John?
I can't even remember like the games against Tampa this year.
We won them all, I think. No. Didn't we lose one in OT?
I honestly just like I don't even remember. Like, I just physically don't remember those games.
Well, we played in the first game of the season and smoked them. So that game.
Yeah. We didn't smoke. It was like 3-2, 3-1. It was
5-2. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Man, fuck. I don't remember. But yeah, I think we've had Tampa's number. You know, I think it's going to be a 4-2, 3-1, low scoring, but like mid scoring kind of game.
Wait, I'm so wrong. It was 3-1. My bad.
Yeah, I knew it was a low scoring game.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck.
But yeah, I think like a 3-1, 4-2, that kind of game for the Rangers.
Okay. I'm gonna go 3-2. 3-2 Rangers, and that's gonna go to OT. Blues Thursday. That's a late game. That's 8:00.
Yes.
Not late, but that's 8.
I think St. Louis right now is actually playing against Boston. Blues are kind of a mess.
Dude,
right
they're
now,
a mess, bro. They're missing playoffs. They're done.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We should win that game also, but I think that's like a for some reason, I feel like I'm going to get a low-scoring game in that game, even though they've kind of been a mess defensively.
Yeah.
But I see that game like even maybe being a shutout, like a 2-0, 3-0 shutout for the Rangers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I think Halak's going to start both these games.
Halak's going to start both these games. Okay. I think
like
I think
the Blues game and the Columbus game.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to go 6-3 Rangers. I think it's going to be high-scoring. Well, is Buchnevich back? I know he was hurt for a while. He's having a pretty good season. He has like 66 points in like 59 games or something like that.
I think he's back. Is he playing right now?
I don't know. But all right. And then lastly, Columbus.
No, he's not. He's hurt right now.
What's your Columbus vibe?
That game I think is gonna be high scoring. I actually see that one being like 6-5, 5-4. I think that one's gonna be very high scoring. Columbus really bad defensively. We saw the Rangers kind of dominate them last week at home ice.
Yeah.
I think that one's definitely a shit show and a barn
burner. You think it's going to be 6-5, dude? You think they're going to put up 5 on us?
I think Halak's going to play both games. I think it'll be the second night of a back-to-back and, you know, just a tough thing to do to play back-to-back games.
Damn. All right. I mean, I'm going to go like 5-1 Rangers. I think we're going to smoke them and, you know, a good week from us. I think we're going to go 3-0 and then, you know, get some momentum like we need. Dude, do you think Johnny's Gaudreau is regretting his decision to go to Columbus?
Nah.
I know he got the bag, obviously, but.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, you know, they've had a lot of injuries too and goaltending issues, but.
They're so fucking bad.
But if they get Connor Bedard next year, like, who knows?
That'd be crazy. Yeah. That'd be crazy, dude. But yeah, no, I think that's it. You know, next week we have a pretty exciting interview with, you know, as Johnny said, a member of both the fire department and the police department in New York to hype up the big NYPD FDNY game. And it was a really good interview. And, you know, keep tuning in. We'll get some good guests lined up.
I have an announcement, I think, coming out a little bit later this week. So I'm excited to post that. And it is Ranger related. So stay tuned on that also. But, yeah, that's going to wrap up this week. Cody, send it off, brother.
LFGR.